The economic blood continues to flow in American while its unions say they prefer a merger. Air Canada and its pilots are going back to the bargaining table. And Mother Nature says, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your air show down. This is Aero News for Monday, April 23rd, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Three of the principal unions representing workers for American Airlines have reportedly made a deal with U.S. Airways Group to convince bankrupt AMR to start merger talks with its rival airline. Reuters reports that the unions and U.S. Airways announced the deal on Friday. The unions say a merger would help keep jobs that will be lost if American continues on its path to emerge from Chapter 11 status as a standalone airline. In a joint statement released Friday, the Transport Workers Union, the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, and the Allied Pilots Association said, quote, we are pleased to confirm our support of a possible merger between our airline and U.S. Airways, and our shared recognition that a merger between American Airlines and U.S. Airways is the best strategy and fastest option to complete the restructuring of American Airlines, enabling it to exit the Chapter 11 bankruptcy process and restore American Airlines to a preeminent position in the airline industry, end quote. The two groups, the unions and U.S. Airways, say they've already reached agreement on term sheets for collective bargaining agreements that would govern the American Airline employees of the newly merged airline. Meanwhile, AMR Corporation, parent company of American, continues to turn a cold shoulder to the merger idea, even though the economic losses continue to mount. AMR just reported a first quarter loss for 2012 of $1.7 billion. However, one could say there was a silver lining. If you extract reorganization and special items from the report, the net loss was a mere $248 million, compared to $405 million lost in the first quarter of 2011. Air Canada and the Air Canada Pilots Association have agreed to recommence negotiations. The parties have agreed to a 10-day negotiation period to begin following the appointment of an arbitrator by the Minister of Labor in accordance with the provisions of the Protecting Air Services Act. ACPA represents approximately 3,000 pilots employed by Air Canada, and its collective agreement expired on March 31st of 2011. The pilots had voted in favor of a strike mandate back in February. In a news release at the time, ACPA said its pilots had been unable to freely negotiate a contract for more than a decade. In March, the Canadian Industrial Relations Board intervened, saying the airline was too important to the national economy to allow it to shut down due to a labor dispute, and referred the two sides to arbitration. And this final word in our As the Bargaining Table Turns report, flight attendants at Hawaiian Airlines have ratified an agreement that includes increases to compensation and benefits and enhances quality of life issues for the over 1,200 flight attendants. The new contract will remain in place through 2016. Mother Nature has been anything but kind to New Orleans in the past several years. There was Hurricane Katrina, and then Rita, and then flooding on the Mississippi. And now high winds over the weekend forced cancellation of the Navy Week Air Show, including an appearance by the Blue Angels. It's not every day that high seas are to blame for an air show cancellation, but that was the case this weekend. In truth, it was the wind gusting across Lake Pontchartrain that kept the Coast Guard from stabilizing markers in the water used by the Blues for visual coordination during their routines. Event officials thanked everyone for understanding and hope the crowds will take advantage of the remaining days of New Orleans Navy Week by visiting the tall ships and Navy vessels and enjoying some good old New Orleans food, music, and culture. Well, bad weather has also canceled today's patriotic flyby of the Shuttle Enterprise in New York City. NASA's planned flight to New York City of Space Shuttle Enterprise atop the 747 shuttle carrier aircraft has been postponed until further notice due to an unfavorable weather forecast. To ensure a safe flight for Enterprise and the shuttle carrier aircraft, NASA managers, in consultation with the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum, decided on Friday to delay the flight because of inclement weather predicted in both New York and Washington, where the flight will originate. Managers will continue to review weather forecasts and announce a new flight date as soon as practical. The Enterprise is being moved to the Sea, Air, and Space Museum in New York after being bumped out of the National Air and Space Museum's Udvar-Hazy Center this past week by the shuttle Discovery. Once the flight to New York is made, it will be several weeks before the Enterprise is moved by tug and by crane to its new home. Ballistic Recovery Systems has joined the Aviation Green Alliance as a founding member. BRS Aerospace uses parachutes to save lives and airplanes and joins Bombardier Aerospace, Cessna, Hawker Beechcraft, Jeppesen, FedEx, Fantasy of Flight, and Sikorsky Innovations as founding members of the alliance. In recent years, the aviation industry, including manufacturing, corporate operators, and individuals, have come under intense pressure to address aviation emissions, noise, efficiency, and other environmental concerns. The Lindbergh Foundation launched the Aviation Green Alliance in 2011 to support and encourage those who are committed to proactively addressing aviation's environmental challenges. Aireon Corporation has released details about its next round of supersonic test flights, a vital element in the company's plan to design the world's first supersonic business jet. Aireon has designed the next test article that will fly in the centerline position under NASA's F-15B aircraft. Fabrication of the 40-inch vertical span by 80-inch cord device is now underway and should be complete by the end of May. A series of ground checks will be followed by one-hour supersonic test flights at NASA's Dryden Flight Research Center in June and/or July, depending on aircraft availability. The Qantas Group announced Thursday it has selected CFM International's advanced LEAP-1A engine to power 78 Airbus A320neo aircraft currently on order. The engine order is valued at $2 billion at list price, including spare engines. The announcement takes total LEAP orders and commitments to more than 3,500 engines. In addition to the LEAP-1A being an option on the Airbus A320neo, the LEAP-1B and LEAP-1C are the exclusive power plants for the Boeing 737 MAX and the COMAC C-919, respectively. When Aeronews continues, a rare Junkers JU-52 will journey from across the pond to appear at Oshkosh this summer. Who knew that a pheasant could cause such a stir in Memphis? And a little mile-high fraternization could cost a pilot his wings. These stories and more when we return.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3320.
We continue now with Aero News for Monday, April 23rd. I'm Glenn Moyer. A rare Junkers JU-52 trimotor will be a main attraction along the EAA AirVenture flight line as part of the airplane's North American tour this summer. The Junkers JU-52 was designed by the legendary Hugo Junkers and first appeared in May 1932. Within 6 years, the model was flying 75% of all German air passenger flights. It remained an important part of European aviation for more than three decades. The aircraft appearing at AirVenture was built in 1939. At that time, it was directly transferred to Switzerland, where it has been used for sightseeing flights since 1982. The airplane's visit is sponsored by Rimowa, the German-based company that is one of Europe's leading manufacturers of high-quality luggage and is partnering with EAA at Oshkosh for the first time. Saturday was a day of celebration in Memphis, Missouri, as residents applauded the arrival of its latest senior citizen, specifically an 80-something Pheasant airplane. Pheasant airplanes were manufactured in Memphis back before the Great Depression, and many Memphis residents have grown up hearing stories about the old aircraft plant. Only three of the planes are known to exist, so you can imagine everyone's shock when one turned up for sale in trade-a-plane, and in flying condition at that. Residents went into action and raised the $80,000 needed to buy the plane and formed the Pheasant Airplane Association. The aircraft was disassembled and trucked to Memphis, where it arrived this Saturday. It's now been reassembled and will hopefully be the centerpiece of a town square museum at some point in the future. Florida Governor Rick Scott has signed into law a space territory measure that will strengthen the ability of Cecil Airport in Jacksonville to compete as a commercial horizontal launch spaceport. Under House Bill 59, Cecil Airport will be included in Space Florida's master planning efforts and will be eligible for appropriate infrastructure improvements that will ultimately allow Florida to compete for spaceflight industry's business. Additionally, it will provide Space Florida the flexibility needed to strengthen Florida's aviation and aerospace industries and further position Florida in attracting commercial space companies. Cecil Airport, owned and operated by the Jacksonville Aviation Authority, is one of 8 commercial spaceports in the United States licensed for horizontal launch capabilities and the only one in Florida. Air Force Two, the modified 757 assigned to transport the vice president, made a safe landing in Santa Barbara, California last Thursday after a reported bird strike. The vice president was on board, but everyone was safe. The aircraft is being inspected to determine if any damage was done. Meanwhile, Vice President Biden and his party continued on their way using alternate Air Force transportation. A California man was arrested last Friday after attempting to steal an airplane at gunpoint. Police say 25-year-old Troy Daniel Long of Bellflower walked into the terminal office at Compton's Woodley Airport and took the keys to a Cessna 182. When employees attempted to stop him, he brandished a handgun. As deputies arrived, Long had entered the plane and started the engine. He was attempting to taxi away and take off, but had forgotten to remove the tie-down from the tail of the aircraft. Seeing that he was outgunned by a number of deputies, Long surrendered and was booked by the FBI on charges of suspected aircraft piracy. We've all heard of the Mile High Club, but who knew the membership dues could be so expensive? A Qantas pilot is facing disciplinary action after he became intimately involved with a female passenger in the premium first-class cabin of an A380 flying from London to Sydney via Singapore. The pilot was reportedly off-duty and not in uniform at the time of the incident. The Herald Sun newspaper reports that the pilot was seen sitting in the lap of a female passenger in the section of the plane where the seats recline into beds with privacy walls. After being chastised twice by the flight crew and what was described as a flood of complaints about the public display of affection, the pilot moved into the economy section of the Super Jumbo. The woman got off the plane in Singapore. The pilot flew on to Sydney. It's not clear if the two knew each other before the flight or whether either might have been drinking. Qantas said an internal investigation is underway and that the pilot could lose his $240,000 job. The Australian and International Pilots Association has said it will defend the pilot. Well, that's all for this report of Aero News. Thanks, as always, for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer, and you're now cleared for departure.